Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The mother of a recently paroled man contacted the sheriff's office on Monday afternoon to report that her son, 39-year-old Tracy Edward Johnson, was in possession of firearms and that she feared for her safety and the safety of law enforcement if they came into contact with him. Johnson had moved back to his mother's residence a few weeks ago, and she gave deputies permission to search her residence on Eel River Drive in Lolita. And at 3:30 on Monday afternoon, deputies went to the location to do just that. Johnson, who was the only person home when deputies arrived, answered the door and initially tried to prevent deputies from entering. Johnson moved in toward a couch a few feet from the front door before he was handcuffed and detained. Deputies searched the couch and area around it and found two loaded stolen rifles and a stolen handgun, taken from locked vehicles on Bongio Drive in Eureka in mid-February. Johnson was arrested and booked on several charges, including possession of stolen property, grand theft, and parole violations. On Sunday, sheriff's deputies received a tip from the victim of a residential burglary on Letts Lane in McKinleyville in early February that stolen items, including stolen handguns, were in the possession of a man wanted on three warrants. Acting on that information, deputies went to a residence on Central Avenue in McKinleyville, a house in which Dawson Lee Patrick rented a room. Deputies were allowed inside and were given permission to search, and as they searched Dawson's room, they noticed he had a computer surveillance camera set up to cover the driveway to allow him to see who had arrived, including deputies. Patrick was found hiding in a cabinet, and a search of the room turned up stolen handguns and jewelry, ammunition, and loaded handguns, and he was arrested and booked on numerous charges, including burglary and outstanding warrants. The items had been stolen from a pickup truck parked outside a home, including a gun safe containing numerous weapons and valuables. Eureka police are investigating an alleged assault with a deadly weapon incident that occurred at a motel in the 1900 block of Broadway in Eureka on Monday. The victim reported that he had allowed a second man to stay in his room overnight, and when asked to leave in the morning, the suspect attacked the victim, hitting him in the head with a crowbar and injuring the man. The suspect is described as an adult, white male in his 20s, 5'7", with a thin build, who was carrying a green drawstring bag and wearing a purple hoodie. He was in the company of a woman known only as Amber, who also has two small dogs and who is considered a witness. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. Sudden oak death disease has been found in Trinity County, although the extent of the infestation won't be known until a study is completed later this spring. Sudden oak-infected trees were found in a federally managed parcel adjacent to Six Rivers National Forest along the Humboldt-Trinity County line. Authorities believe an 80-acre area has been affected, including a small area inside Humboldt County. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andrew Mills has sounded the call for the citizens of Eureka and members of the police department. Change is a-coming. And not just change for change's sake, as the chief explained on Talk Shop, but change as to how the department conducts its business, provides its services, and responds to the needs of public safety in the community.
Well, it's in any organization. It's not just police departments, but it's any organization. Anytime you try to change things that people have been comfortable with for decades, causes some consternation. But I think overall, people are ready for change, and they're interested in moving forward in a real thoughtful way. But what they don't want is upheaval.
Mills, who has introduced plans to move the department to a community policing format, including splitting the city into two sectors, each commanded by a captain, recognizes that big changes don't happen overnight and that both officers and the public need time to adjust. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.